All right, this is Bobby Bennett, JTB, on the radio show with you. How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm winning on purpose. How are you?
You winning on purpose. I like that. And just staying over here, you holler out for me for a second, sir.
What's going on, Willie? How you feeling?
Man, I'm blessed, bro. I'm winning, man.
All right, well, once again, first we want to congratulate you on your success, man. Congratulate you on all that's happening for you, how God is moving for you in your life, how he's opening doors, making ways, and we congratulate you with that. We, you know, applaud your success.
Definitely.
Indeed, man. Glory be to God, bro. It's been a long run, but the Lord has been faithful, man. For real talk.
Well, let's run right into the question. I know you're a busy man. But I also know that you had success as an R&B in R&B as well in that career. And can I ask? I wanted to ask a question. What made you want to give it all up and go this route?
The truth is, I didn't know this route existed. You know, I've never been a fictional writer. I used to go by the name of Pretty Willie, and I would make songs like "Lay Your Body Down" and "Four Walls" and a lot of records that many people still enjoy. I still own the rights to them, so when they buy, the check still comes home. Praise God.
Amen.
But at that particular time, you know, in my life, I started going to church. I was living in Los Angeles. I was on the road with DJ Quick, opening up for him. Mm-hmm. But I started going to church, and like I say, I write from my heart. Many people don't know that I'm adopted. I was adopted when I was 3 months old. And my mom always taught me how to write my feelings down, and it just so happened that I had a talent to go with it. And so a lot of my stories just became songs. So, like I said, I wasn't fictionally writing. The truth was the Lord was changing my heart. I wrote a record called My Walk, and I went right back to the club with it. I didn't know that this lane existed. And, you know, it just kind of developed into a lane. And, you know, I met a brother named Kenton Jones, and he showed me a new world. And, you know, I went running, and the Lord has been giving the victory ever since.
Now, you say you wrote a song called Your Walk. Now,
is
this the beginning of the breaking point when you decided to write that song, that breaking point that said, you know what, I have to seek God, I need to, you know, push toward, this is my breaking point right here?
You know what, like, I've always been saved, man, you know, it's just, but it wasn't a culture outside of church that reminded me of what I was learning at church, you know, so, you know, I would leave church and love the Lord, and then when I get back to the hood, we'll rap about, you know, whatever the world would enjoy, so... You know, when the Lord started changing my heart, I wrote a record called Good Thing. That was my first, like, time writing something from a biblical scripture. And it went over 25 million hits on MySpace. And I knew then, like, hey, man, Lord, you know, this is something that you got your hands on, man. So, like I always tell people, it wasn't anything that I was trying to say, man, I'm just going to be a Christian. I'm going to write this Christian music. No, I never took that approach. I just knew where I was. And if I was in it, it had to be millions of other people who was going through what I was going through. And that's just, you know, that's just kind of the path I took.
Hey, Willie, this is I'm Just Saying. I got a question for you.
Indeed.
So I did a little background information, you know, a little background, you know, on you. And I want to know about the Baby Gangsters.
Yeah.
The Baby Gangsters. Yeah. What was that all about?
Yeah, that was my first group. I mean, the truth is, we were all church boys, but gangster rap was in at the time.
Right.
And that's just what you see right now, you know, across the country. You know, I see a lot of guys, you know, I'm blessed to be in a lot of different platforms where a lot of people that are on TV are they at those places. But when they see me, I get a chance to meet the people who love God, who go to church every Sunday, who are trying their best to you know, take care of their families, but they have a job.
Right.
And for us, our job was to fit in with our peers, to be popular.
Right.
And we cared more about our reputation than we cared about the things of God. And, you know, all these church boys start walking around like we were gangsters. And, you know, the Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. We spoke
exactly.
It. And, you know, the truth is we did get into some gangster stuff.
Okay.
And you know what I like about you? I like that you just keep it real. That isn't what you say, I'm going to keep it 100.
Flat out.
Indeed. Praise God.
I like that because we, like you said, we do get caught up in the stereotype. We get caught up in the what we consider the roles of the church. And so we feel like we have to adapt our whole way of doing things just to fit in.
Indeed.
And so I
Indeed.
Like that we still have people who are willing to show a different side of Christ, that it's not just, you know, of course the suits and ties are wonderful, but you know what, I'm still saved even if I wear the jeans, the hat, the back, you know what I'm saying? And so we have
to
continue to have people like that. Now let me ask you a question, and maybe you can explain it for my younger brothers out there. What do you think would be a struggle for a lot of people coming out of what we consider or what we call the world coming into Christ? From your point of view.
You know, what I always tell people, man, is just, you know, and not to sound over spiritual, but just to die first, you know, find out, you know, like die to yourself, saying, you know what, I'm gonna commit myself to God, man, and see what He wants out of my life. You know, in the last 2 years, you know, I've really focused and honed in on what God wanted me to do. You know, because I was such a okay artist in the world, I thought that God wanted to use that particular gift first, and I didn't die to myself to find out that He really wanted me to preach. He wanted me to speak to a generation that needed to know that the gospel was feasible for them if they would open their heart. So what I say is, you know, to any young person, and when I say young, that means 150 or younger, because there's so many people out there who are doing the church role but not living out the promises of Christ. I just say, hey, man, you know what? Just ask God, like, man, what you want me to do? And then be faithful enough to follow what He is. Don't worry about your peers. I would tell people, you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. It's important that if God is directing this movie, that you get around His surrounding cast that He puts in your life that comes from Him. And so sometimes you have to isolate yourself just for a second to really figure out what the promises of God is, you know, is for your life.
Cool. I agree.
Hey, this is I'm Just Saying again, Willie. I also wanted to ask you about back in your college days. I see you went to Ole Miss. You had a track scholarship. Now, here's the interesting thing that I found out. You gave up. You had to make a decision between track and music. What was that process like?
You know, coming out of St. Louis, I was a state champion in the 100-meter dash, and I think I won a state like 8 times, man. The truth of the matter is, I wasn't even trying to do that. I was just running track to play football. But anybody who seen me in person and understand that I'm 5'0", 100 or nothing, so I ain't really getting no big time scholarship, man. So I took a track scholarship. And, you know, I started facing a whole lot of injuries, you know, after world championships and NCAA championships, man. I just pulled everything in my legs. And I had a decision to make. But, you know, glory be to God for sending me an awesome father. And he just said, hey, man, you know, you got to have some common sense. You want to be able to walk for your children and be able to play for your children. And you know, you got to make some decisions. And it just so happened I had the number one record in St. Louis during the time Nelly was out. And so I just made that decision, man, and ran the Universal Records. Nelly sold 10 million. I sold about 10. they hurry up and got me off that label. They hurry up and said, man, go home. Go home. You off. And I failed. It didn't work out the way I thought it would work. But failure, I always tell people, man, failure is not a person. It's just an event. And all we have to do is keep pushing. And, you know, I went on to sell a lot of records independently. And, you know, God has blessed that testimony to put me where I am today. So I'm excited.
Now, I like that. This is JTB, Junior Teddy Bear again. And now, I like what you just got done saying. Failure is not a person. But say it again. It's an opinion.
Yeah, failure is not a person. It's just an event. It's just something that happens. Yes. Yeah.
And so I know that failure in the body of Christ and even in the world, man, just in general, how do you think we can help people understand how to bounce back from failure and to really get their mind focused on that? It's not a person. It's just an event.
Indeed, man, I would tell people, if you fail, make sure you fall. If you fall, you know, make sure you fall looking up, because at least you can tell which way you're supposed to go. That's the direction you're supposed to go. Go back up. You know, the world has taught us that we have to be so, you know, perfect and, you know, man, you don't fail. You don't quit, man. You know, get rich or die trying, you know, and you keep feeding these different things. But, you know, a lot of things are trial and error, and you got to fail in order to get to your promises, man. And, you know, the truth is, the first thing you got to do is you got to be honest with it. You know, you got to say, man, I failed at that. That did not work. Ooh, it didn't work out like I thought it was going to work. You got to be 100 with it. And then, right. and then you can say, you know what, let me put some steps together so that doesn't happen. What did I learn from it? I would tell people, we win some and we learn some. We never lose, but as long as we learn it, we can continue to push forward. And, you know, don't be embarrassed by it, man. I tell you, man, I got a bag full of failures. But now just looking at what all those failures made me to be and the character that God was developing through those failures, man, I can't thank Him enough for what He did for me.
Amen. That's cool. Yeah. So I'm just saying again. So with that being said, what do you define as success?
Man, I got an awesome wife, man, who went through foreclosure with me, who seen our cars be repoed, to see our life being snatched away from us, to see me to pack up my Suburban 2 years ago, man, and go to Atlanta on a wing and a prayer with all our belongings. And she stayed behind, but she stayed faithful. And many times she wanted to leave and walk away from me, and just because I was a dreamer. And I believe God had a plan for my life, and I just continue to encourage her. And just to see my two kids, to see me go through that, and for me to be honest with them and say, hey, Daddy didn't make it like I thought I was supposed to, man, but God ain't gonna leave us here. And continue to preach the gospel to them and just show them what it looks like on the ground level. And, you know, my success is that I'm the pastor and the priest of my home first. And everything that I'm able to do across the world and the country is, you know, I've learned how to be this character and be this person at home. And so that's successful to me. Like, you know, I done been broke, I done been rich, I done been broke. And, you know, we on our way back to where we're supposed to be. But whatever state I'm in, man, I'm content. So, exactly. You know, I just think I'm successful because of my family.
I mean, and then you get to see both aspects of it. So, and like I tell a lot of people, the only way you can have that testimony is if you go through a test. And yeah, so, I mean, yeah. if I never had somebody who I could look up to who's been through something. Because my thing, man, this is Junior Teddy Bear again. My thing, man, is that I have a problem with people preaching and telling me about things they've never been through. And at least, you know what I mean? It could just be me. But I don't. If you ain't been through it, it's kind of hard for you to tell me how to get past this struggle. But if I seen somebody who's been through my struggle, I can relate to you more. You know what I mean?
Already, praise God.
So I like that. I like that. We gotta have more people like that. Not that everybody wants to go through a struggle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know who just signs up and say, "Hey, Jesus, you know that's me. I think I want to go through bankruptcy."
Nah. Yeah, I don't be wishing that. I mean, I think mine was just because you know we had so much, man, and it's easy to hide behind that stuff. And God just wanted me naked to, you know, just stripped of all the flash and all the gleam and glamour, because, you know, I believe that the moment that stuff don't matter to you, I mean, that's when he gives it all back. Like, I don't really care no more. Now I can't, you know, my phone don't stop ringing and opportunity don't stop coming just because at this point I don't care no more. I'm just like, you know, I know where I want to go. I know what God promised me. You know, I know that my approaches don't work for somebody, and, you know, wherever he let it go, whenever he decided to flourish it, I'm cool with it.
Right. Sweet. No, we know how it goes at concerts and stuff in a secular arena, you know. The fans go wild. Women tend to do whatever they want. You know, things just happen. But let me ask this question. Yeah. In your Christian career, what's the craziest thing you've seen from a fan to do? Or they've ever said or done?
Let me see. What would I say would be the craziest thing? I mean, you know, you still got girls who still, you know, they kind of sneak you the number and all that other stuff. I mean, that stuff just happens. But that's a little weird. But I got a brother, his name's Bizzle, man, and me and Biz, we travel a lot together. And you know, it's just always good to set up your parameters. And I got great mentors; they always teach me to, you know, always set up your atmosphere for when your brain goes numb, because we men, you know what I mean? And your brain goes numb sometimes. So Yeah. You know, it's always somebody in the room with me. After the show and I done poured out and I talked to my wife, they take my phone, and so they just set up parameters. So right. You know, I mean I was pretty willy for a while, so I don't think it really gets any crazier than some of the stuff I seen back then. It was crazy.
Hey, I was about to say, because I'm listening to She Got a Man at Home, and this is one part of that song I'm like, this dude is wild. He talking about, tell your man if you got him, what do you say, tell you if you have a man, tell him you sleeping. I'm like, wow, this dude is really wild. So I can imagine, you know, the transition when they still see you. They, some of them that, you know, that transition with you, they still remember some of those songs. And you got a lot of good songs too. I was listening to a couple of them, and I downloaded a couple of the you know, joints for, you know, for me and my wife.
That's what's up. Yeah, make sure you do that. Get there with your wife. I got a new album coming soon after the Lord transitions me. You know, because we got this television stuff going on right now, and it's a lot of days, a lot of training to look the right part and feel good and do whatever you got to do. But I got a new album that's in my heart. It's called Love and Forgiveness, and it's for married people. So it's gonna be dope.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes. Finally.
Yeah.
That's cool. That is like, so
yes.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool, man. Like, you know, now, go ahead,
dude. No, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off. But I wanted to see if you could give me a little more information about your television show, man, so we could get that out there so people can know some more about it.
Indeed. Right now, we're on the NRB network, channel 378 on DirecTV. It's called Flat Out TV. It comes on. Well, actually, it did so well the first 2 weeks, man, that they're actually putting it on Friday and Sunday. Glory be to God. And but the one that I know now is Sunday. Well, it's actually Saturday night, midnight. It's like 12 a.m., which is Sunday. But you know black folk, and yeah, we'd be like, midnight, that's still Saturday. Right. Come on, somebody. Exactly. So look. So, you know, so we're on the NRB network. And then, of course, you can always log on to WillieMooreJr.org for all that information. In May, we got another network, which is another Christian network. And, man, glory be to God, man. And I ain't told nobody, but this morning I got a call from one of them real deal Holyfield networks. So by 4 o'clock today, I'll know where we'll be landing. So.
All right, we praying.
Oh, sweet. Breaking yes, news. Sir. That's breaking
yeah.
news. Appreciate
yeah, glory
it.
Be to God. Yeah, it's real.
Okay, so I got it. This is, I'm just saying again, I got a question for you, Willie, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know, so I'm going to ask a question for the fans and all the people.
Yeah.
When you come to Cleveland? When are you coming
Ohio.
To Cleveland, Ohio, brother? When?
Man, you know, my family in Cleveland, man. I just left Cleveland in October. I lost my auntie, and so I took my dad up there. It was like it was 10 hours from St. Louis, and I had to drive.
Okay.
My daddy is from Mississippi, and he don't step foot on the plane like that. So,
right.
Yeah. I call heaven and hell all the way trying to go. But I would definitely love to come to Cleveland, man. To be honest, it's not on my schedule right now, but you know, whatever we got to do, man, I got a special heart for places like Cleveland, St. Louis, Detroit, Chicago,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
just where the hood cats are, man. And you know, sometimes they're making decisions off of what their peers are telling them. And I always like to come and make impact and give young people an option. So, man, I would love to come to Cleveland.
That's sweet, man. Let us know, because like I said, we would definitely appreciate you coming and hooking up with you and doing something tremendous here. So that's dope.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's awesome. Now, what is it that you're waiting for from Cleveland? We just gave you an invitation. What are you waiting for from Cleveland?
Man, you know,
I gotta put it on the schedule.
You know,
all right.
Hey, bro, you know what? God elevating us, man. So, you
yes,
know,
sir.
I got this little thing they call a booking agent now, man. So they actually send me an itinerary. They send me an itinerary. I just show
I
up.
I right, right. I didn't know I was doing that today. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be ready for it. And they have to stay on me, too, because my wife, she'd be like, boy, you got the end. I had totally just went to the gym because I got so excited. Bible say don't be anxious for nothing. I get excited, man. I get to go and I have to go to the gym to cool off. So, man, I'm glad I got a chance to rock with Shadow.
Yeah. Now, let me ask another quick question. This is JTB, Junior Teddy Bear. Now, how did the first offer for the television station come about? How did you get the news for that?
I started saying it on my video blogs. Videos, I just started saying at the end, like, man, we gonna have my own TV show. I feel it in my shana-na. And everybody like, what the heck is your shana-na? I was like, wow, shana-na, my Holy Ghost, this is my shana-na. And so, man, you know, and I honestly did. I just try to make spiritual stuff sound cool and fun, and I like to see people laugh. So, man, I, the Lord just in prayer, man, and I don't want to be too deep, but in prayer, he started showing me on TV. And I was just like, okay, when you going to do that part? Like, that look real cool right there.
Right.
And, man, and so, no, I started getting scripts, and people started calling, but I guess they didn't get to the spiritual part of the video vlogs because they kept giving me the stupidest parts I've never seen. I was like, man, I can't do that. Now from the hood, I can't make fun of President Obama. I can't do these skits, you know.
Yeah.
And so the Lord started writing, getting my pen, man. I started writing this thing and what I seen. And my brother Kel Mitchell from the King and the Kel show, he flew down, man, and we just kind of got together. He prayed. The Holy Ghost gave him the second part of the vision. And, man, we just started writing it. And, man, I hired some people for a little bit of nothing, man. And you know, I edited most of this stuff myself. And the Lord just, I mean, he taught me how to do everything, man. And I just started doing it. By the time I finished the first show, we had got a mysterious call. I say mysterious call, man,
because
the Lord, I mean, I don't even know how, you don't know, I don't even know how they found out about what we was doing. They just like, man, we want to do it. Like, okay, well, praise God.
Your gift
like
will make room for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so Next thing I know, we had an air date, and quiet as kept, man. I owe them people probably like 3 more shows. It ain't done yet. They ain't done. But look here, I'm working. Right. God is good.
No.
I'm working.
Now what?
Man, I'm trying to be better.
What other guests can we expect on the show? We did see the Kel Mitchell interview. Yeah. Good. It was good.
Very good.
You asked the question. You're like, I know. I like when you're like, I'm not finna say welcome to Good Burger. It's a grown man. That's a grown man.
I was so glad you didn't go.
I'm so glad you didn't either. Because that's, people get caught up in our past. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't hold me by my past. Yeah. Look at my future. So.
Yeah, no, I wasn't gonna do him like I'm grown, bro.
But what other guests can we? And you from the hood, exactly.
There you go.
Got to keep it. But what other guests can we expect to see on the show, man? Like your vision for guests, or who you got lined up, or?
Yeah, this week we have Tiffany Evans. She sold Promise Ring with Sierra.
Right. Oh, yeah.
She was a star search star, man, just really going with her. The theme of her show is Don't Quit. She got a new, awesome new entertainment company that's doing some awesome things here in Atlanta. So we have her. And the next week we'll have Canton Jones. And he's giving us some information on, you know, what's his relationship with Creflo Dollar now that he's a youth pastor at another church. Right. So it's going to be... It's like it's real drama field, but he's a preacher, and it was fun interviewing him.
Oh, they beefing?
And then I have,
they beefing?
yeah.
He said,
yeah. That's what's up.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Canton, we got Jordan Armstrong, Evander Holyfield, a few other people coming. So God is good.
All right.
That's cool, man. That's sweet.
Now, where do you see yourself expanding from here? Where do you see yourself in the future from this? This point,
man,
down.
Television and film. You know, this show is just breaking the ground of what we do. I was like, Lord, if you honor that, man, and I would be so happy. So, you know, television and film, and giving these young people a different image of what life could be, and showing them just, you know, different images. So, you know, the next thing we're doing is a movie, and it's gonna be pretty cool.
Cool. Can I get a part in that movie? This is I'm just saying. I just don't want you to forget me. So. Just, you know, small
man, it's kind of like that book. It's like that booking agent, man. You got these casting directors, man. Yeah. I put you on there.
Well, you the star, so I need for you to put a word in for. Right,
can he run and get the water or something like
something, man? Let me do something.
Can you know, he like spray the mist of water in the air?
In the movie, I'm not even playing a role in the movie. I'm just directing and producing it, bro. Like, to be quite honest, I might play a waiter or something, man. That's my heart, bro. I'm a servant, like, for real, bro. I ain't even trying to be wonderful, bro. Like, but I'm a servant. I like to see people win. You know what I mean? Like, right. It just so happened that you know, like, even with Bizzle, like, I left music alone to push it.
That's good.
Now, do you have a name for the movie that's coming out?
Man, we're still working on it. It's still in the works. It's, you know, it's still pen and paper right now. So.
Hey, that's cool. That's cool.
I mean, it starts with a vision. Write it. Make it plain.
That's how we roll.
That's cool.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about Young Fly Saved?
Yeah, Young Fly Saved. If you're 150 or younger, you confident, you say yes to Jesus Christ, you Young Fly Saved. Yeah, 150 or younger, you good. You straight. Man, it's just a movement uniting the body of Christ. Our mission is to inspire, influence, and unite the body of Christ. You know, when I came in, I didn't know nothing about the denominations and all that other stuff. I just wanted Jesus.
Don't feel bad.
Ain't that crazy, though, man?
Don't feel bad. I don't know nothing about the denomination still.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah. I didn't know much about it. So, you know, Young Fly Saved, man, we're in every denomination and every clique, crew. You know, you'll see a shirt. And you'll see our little remnants. Our bigger vision is to make sure we have certified Young Fly Saved churches across the world where people like us who may not understand the lingo of church, they may come in smelling like drugs, weed, whatever, but you just got a place where they, you know, that they know they can be loved. So,
amen. That's one thing I didn't know when I first got into church, even though I grew up in church, because I thought it was just Baptist, you know what I mean? They didn't teach me anything else. You're going to hell if you're not Baptist. That's what they told me.
Right.
But you don't really recognize all of the different denominations and that there's actually cliques in the church and, you know, and all the different groups. And then when you get here, it's like, it's another nation. It's like, I got like 7 different languages I got to learn because this one speaks the Holy Ghost like this and you got to roll with the tongue with that one. You know what I mean? So
it's
amazing. It's amazing. Now, did you create this group?
Yeah, Young Fly Save is created by the Lord. He gave it to me, man. We've been rocking since January 6, 2009.
Sweet.
Amen.
Nice. Hey, this is I'm Just Saying. I got a question for you, and I've been dying to know this ever since I've seen your testimony. What was it like doing the family reunion down with Tom Joyner and them?
Oh, man, it was dope. It was real good. Tom's an awesome man. I'll be with him in about another week in Turks and Caicos. So it was real cool. It was real, real cool. And I mean, just an awesome opportunity. Doors opening. The Lord is doing it. Like, I ain't make no outgoing calls. The Lord just sending the people that he want to be a part of his bigger plan. So.
Wow. Cool. That's nice. That's dope.
Hey, man, let me plug the station one more time. This is Culture Shock Radio. This is Shock Therapy that you're listening to right now with your host, Junior Teddy Bear, JTB. And I'm Just Saying in the studio with our special guest today, Willie Moore Jr. Willie Moore, we wanted to know if you could throw some more information about you out there so that the people can know how to get in touch with you, how to contact you, your website, your TV station. If you could just plug yourself real quick.
Indeed, man. Listen, I'm Willie Moore Jr., Willie Moore Sr. and Floyd Moore's only boy. You never know my name, Willie Moore Jr. Just make sure you understand the name of Jesus is the only name that you really need to know. If you never hear anything else about me, you just know that Jesus Christ is the answer. The world gonna tell you so much how money and power and respect is the only thing you need. But without Jesus being the foundation of all those things, it's only gonna hurt you and kill you, man. Like, I'm a living witness. I done been there, done that, got the t-shirt and the hats. You know, we got a new television show that's on the NRB network and coming to a lot more networks. So be looking out. It's channel 378 on DirecTV. Again, it's channel 378 DirecTV. Make sure you look me up on Facebook, Willie Moore Jr. Live, YouTube, Willie Moore Jr. Live, or just go to WillieMooreJr.org, WillieMooreJr.org, and all that information is on there, man. Love life, love yourself, man, and more importantly, love the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
Indeed. Amen. I honor you all. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your vision.
Amen. Thank you for taking the time out for us. Before you hang up, the architect's going to speak to you for a second. We're going to go ahead and rant on a little more. But one more thing. Can you tell me about your t-shirt line? Because I don't think we got a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's just repping what you believe. Young Fly Save. You know, we about 40,000 people have ordered t-shirts, man. And you know, people around the country are just branding themselves. We're becoming walking billboards for the kingdom. And just a good conversation piece. You know, a lot of people, when you out in the streets and you out in the mall, it's hard to really bring up Christ. So why not wear something that sparks the conversation? Young Fly Say, what did that mean? Well, I'm 150 young. I fly. I gave my life to Jesus. You know, it's fun. I give everybody the joke first. You know, everybody turns into a comedian because, you know, for me, laughter is good for your soul. So I get everybody laughing. And I'm just kind of making little people like me, man, make people laugh. Then be able to, you know, effectively spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who may not know him. So make sure you do. Log on to youngflyandsaves.com and pick up a t-shirt, get the dialogue, so you can go out there and make disciples.
Cool. We appreciate that, definitely.
Amen. Now, are you doing more than just t-shirts?
Man, you know what? I'm partnering with a company right now, man. It's in the works, so it's a lot more stuff coming. The brand is growing, so partnerships are always important. So we're partnering with an awesome new clothing brand. So a lot of new stuff coming, t-shirts, hats, there's a lot of stuff that they're doing. I'm almost stepping away from it. It's becoming too big for me to get involved with. So my wife runs it.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Sweet. We are excited for everything that's happening for you, man. We support you 100%. We continue to let our prayers go out to you, for you, for your family, everyone who's connected to you underneath the shadow of God. That helps you in every way and in every endeavor. We celebrate you, man. We celebrate the God in you.
Right. Definitely.
Glory to God, man. Well, thank you all so much, man. Keep me informed. If God continues to elevate you all, good things are happening your way. Can't wait to come to Cleveland.
For sure. We'll be there. We'll be the ones acting the fool on the stage. We might get escorted out, but we are there, Young Fly and Saved.
It's all good, man. Be careful, though. Listen, I'm going to tell you this before you act up on stage. I always keep two people with me who ain't there yet. Just in case. But y'all be cool, man. Everybody keep it cool. For real, I always bring just a few people just in case they remember the old me, you know.
Yeah, right.
I don't want no drama. Hey, man.
I feel you. They still in process, I understand.
Yeah, I still got them two right there. I'll let you know when you see Chuck. black dude, little low haircut, don't look all the way smiley all the time. He ain't there yet.
Right,
he ain't there.
Right. Keep
him. Don't look him in the eyes. We know. Don't look him in the eyes.
Uh-uh, don't do that. Yeah, he tripping on purpose. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we already got a little fun just in case. But look, man, God bless you all. Let me get to this workout and try to stay. I ain't got but medium shirts, so I got to stay. Got to keep it going.
God bless you, sir.